您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast CN.
English 学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会、
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Practical English Classroom。
Hello and welcome to Practical English Classroom on My English. I'm Chin Ting.
I'm Anna. Last time we talked about material girls.
Today we're going to say something about Latin culture.
大家好，欢迎收听国际在线教育频道实用英语课堂节目，我是 Anna，
我是沈听。上周我们的话题是物质女王，
今天呢，我们就来说说辣美文化。
Part 1. National Hispanic Heritage Month.
全国拉丁文化月
Dialogue 1. Welcome to LA. It's nice to finally meet you in person.
Thanks. It's great to be here. But wow, I didn't expect to see so many Mexicans.
You thought I was the only one? Well, they are not all Mexicans. And actually, one in every four people in California is Hispanic.
What's that? It looks like a parade.
You just happened to be here for the kickoff of National Hispanic Heritage Month, September 15th.
Wow, look at all those colors.
And the festivities also mark the independence days of many Hispanic countries.
Which ones?
Well, today, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua.
And Mexico is when?
On the 16th.
Cool, my time is just right.
对话中 ，Linda 来到洛杉矶见网友 Javier。LA 就是 Los Angeles 洛杉矶的缩写。Javier 在西班牙语中是一个男性的名字。Javier 说：“真高兴，终于见到了 Linda 本人。”In person 表示亲身、亲自、本人。比如说 ，You can apply for tickets in person or by letter。需要票的人呢，可以亲自来申请或者来信索取。
Linda 来到这里呢，也非常高兴，但是他没有想到会看见这么多的墨西哥人。Javier 解释说。其实他们并不都是墨西哥人，事实上在加州呢，每四个人就有一个是拉丁裔。 Hispanic 就是拉丁美洲的，拉丁美洲裔的，拉丁美洲人的。那么什么是 Hispanic American 或者是 Latino American 呢？
我们这里要说说 Hispanic American 或者 Latino American 是指居住在美国，但是本身或者祖先呢是出生在 Spanish speaking 也就是西班牙语系国家的美国人，但是呢，在某些分类中也将说葡萄牙语，也就是 Portuguese 的巴西裔 Brazilian 归入。他们的文化、音乐、食物，甚至是独特腔调和轻快的说话速度，如今已经深入影响到了美国的许多城市。
Hispanic or Latinos 就是拉丁美洲裔，在美国的人数越来越多，目前已占全美人口的 6.5%， 在某些州呢，数目甚至比白人还要多。好，我们来接着看对话。Linda 突然发现大街上正有人举行游行，就问 Javier 这是怎么回事。原来 Linda 正好赶上了全国拉丁文化月的开幕仪式。You just happened to be here for the kickoff of National Hispanic Heritage Month. 那么 kickoff 是一个口语词汇，表示开始。
Javier 解释说，这些庆祝活动呢，也纪念许多拉丁美洲国家独立的日子。 1810年9月16日，墨西哥脱离西班牙的统治，独立建国。长期受西班牙殖民统治的国家也在第二年相继宣布独立。这些曾受西班牙统治的国家的后裔移民美国后，仍会在这些纪念日举行庆祝活动。由于这些拉丁美洲裔人口逐渐增加，因此美国政府宣布每年的9月15日开始，为期一周的时间是拉丁裔文化周 Hispanic Heritage Week。
后来由于拉丁美洲裔人口的迅速增长，逐渐成为美国社会中一股不可忽视的力量。在拉丁美洲裔人和文化人士的努力下，1989年由美国国会通过将庆祝活动扩大并延长为一个月，每年9月15日到10月14日为全国拉丁裔文化月。那么在整个文化月期间呢，美国各地会举办有关拉丁裔文化的美食、音乐以及游行活动，旨在推广拉美文化并庆祝拉丁美洲国家的国庆。
嗯，林德觉得自己是非常幸运的，来的正是时候。 Timing 表示时机、时间的安排，比如说 I'm sorry for the timing, you didn't have any time to go shopping. 很抱歉时间安排的这么紧，你都没有时间去买东西了。好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。Welcome to LA. It's nice to finally meet you in person.
Thanks. It's great to be here. But wow, I didn't expect to see so many Mexicans.
You thought I was the only one? Well, they are not all Mexicans. And actually, 1 in every 4 people in California is Hispanic.
What's that? It looks like a parade.
You just happened to be here for the kickoff of National Hispanic Heritage Month, September 15th.
Wow, look at all those colors.
And the festivities also mark the independence days of many Hispanic countries.
Which ones?
Well, today, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua.
And Mexico is when?
On the 16th.
Cool, my time is just right.
Dialogue 2. You got it. So you'll see parades like this one, and lots of food and folk dancing.
Strange, because when I think of Americans, I think of white people.
Yeah, Caucasians are the majority in America, but Latinos will soon make up the biggest minority. Our numbers are growing.
What's the difference between a Latino and a Hispanic? I've heard you use both terms.
The word Hispanic means anything coming from Spain. Younger, more assimilated people seem to like it better.
And Latinos used by the older people?
Yeah, but both are okay here in LA. I just say I am a Chicano, for example.Because my parents are from Mexico.
It all seems so complicated. Oh, no offense.
Don't worry. There's one thing we Hispanics all have in common, a mister.
Does that mean family?
Well, family is top on our list, but a mister means friendship. We are all friendly and easygoing.
Yeah, everybody seems so happy and passionate.
They say Hispanics live long because they have strong family values.Lifelong friendships, and they enjoy life.
Cool. Yeah, everyone walking around seems to be with big families.
Mei Tuo, Linda 真的是很幸运。这个时候她可以看到庆祝游行，还有很多美食和民族舞蹈。Folk dancing 就表示民族舞蹈。Linda 感觉怪怪的，因为每当她想到美国人的时候，她就会想到白人。
嗯，虽然 Caucasian 就是高加索人，也就是白种人，在美国占大多数，但是拉丁美洲人很快就会成为人口数量最多的少数民族，他们的人数一直在增加。Linda 问 Javier Latino 和 Hispanic 有什么不同，因为他听 Javier 用了这两个名称。
Javier 给 Linda 解释说 ，Hispanic 这个词呢是指任何从西班牙来的东西。年轻已经被同化的人呢比较喜欢用这个词儿，而年纪比较大一点的人才会用 Latino， 但是这两个词在洛杉矶是都可以使用的。
嗯，那么 Hispanic 和 Latino 在使用上的区别，除了 Javier 的解释之外呢，在正式场合上和官方说法都会使用 Hispanic 这个词，就是在政治上比较正确的用法 politically correct， 而一般民间才会出现使用 Latino 来称呼拉丁美洲裔的情况，
所以大家在使用这两个词的时候要注意了。Javier 给 Linda 举了个例子， Javier 称自己为 Chicano， 就是指墨裔美国人，墨裔美国人的，因为 Javier 的父母都来自墨西哥。 Linda 觉得这一切都好复杂，不过话一出口呢，就觉得 Javier 可能会很生气，所以他赶快说 No offense， 这不是在冒犯谁。
Javier 为他不用担心，因为拉丁裔人有一个共同点，就是 Amista， 在西班牙语里是友善的意思， 但是 Linda 没有明白问 Javier Amista 是不是家庭的意思。哈比说家庭确实是他们最重视的观念，不过 Amista 是友谊的意思，因为他们都很友善随和。 Top on one's list 就是指什么什么是某人最重要的事。
林子觉得的确是这样，大家似乎都很快乐又热情。大家说拉丁裔人比较长寿，因为他们有浓厚的家庭观念，终生的友谊，而且会享受生活，周围的人看起来就像是一个大家庭。好了，让我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
You got it. Seriously, parades like this one and lots of food and folk dancing.
It's strange because when I think of Americans, I think of white people.
Yeah, Caucasians are the majority in America, but Latinos will soon make up the biggest minority. Our numbers are growing.
What's the difference between a Latino and a Hispanic? I've heard you use both terms.
The word Hispanic means anything coming from Spain. Younger, more assimilated people seem to like it better.
And Latinos used by the older people?
Yeah, but both are okay here in L.A. I just say I am a Chicano, for example, because my parents are from Mexico.
It all seems so complicated. Oh, no offense.
Don't worry. There's one thing we Hispanics all have in common, a mister.
Does that mean family?
Well, family is top on our list, but a mister means friendship. We are all friendly and easygoing.
Yeah.Everybody seems so happy and passionate.
They say Hispanics live long because they have strong family values, lifelong friendships, and they enjoy life.
Cool. Yeah, everyone walking around seems to be with big families.
现在我们来听首歌学习一下，一首老歌来自 Ricky Martin 的 Cup of Life 生命之杯。
Copa de amor, para vivir hay que luchar.
Okay, welcome back. 欢迎回来。你现在收听到的是国际在线 My English 实用英语课堂节目。我是安娜。
我是沈听。今天我们的话题是拉美文化。
刚才给大家听了两段对话，现在我们来接着往下看。
Part 2. Hispanic Merengue and Food.
拉丁热舞和美食。
Dialogue 1. Hola, chica. ¿Qué pasa?
Hey, amigo.
Cool, you speak Spanish.
Only one or two words.Are you a Chicano too?
Nope. I'm like J-Lo and Ricky Martin, Puerto Rican blood.
No wonder you're so handsome.
Thanks. You are not so bad yourself, Chinita. Wanna dance? You guys did great out there.
I just followed his lead. But what was that?
That was merengue. It's originally from the Caribbean, but it's popular all over.
It's a workout. No wonder Hispanics have such great bodies.
Well, not always.Our food can be pretty heavy depending on what you eat.
In the 中 Javier 的朋友 Beto 来找他们，他跟 Linda 打招呼。Hola, chica, ¿qué pasa? 这也是西班牙语。Hola 是 hi, chica 表示女孩。Quipasa 表示你好吗
？Linda 不知道如何回答了，说 ：“Hey, amigo。”Amigo 在西班牙语中呢是指男性朋友。Beto 很惊讶，还以为 Linda 会说西班牙语。Linda 赶紧解释说，他只会几个单词而已。
Linda 问 Beto 也是墨裔美国人吗 ？Beto 回答说不是，他跟 Jennifer Lopez 和 Ricky Martin 一样，都有着波多黎各血统。对话中既然提到了一些拉丁美洲的国家，那么我们在这里详细的说一说拉丁裔美国人都集中在哪里。目前美国境内的拉丁裔呢，以墨西哥裔就是 Mexicans 为最多。早期的 Mexicans 大多是趁地理位置的便利的非法移民。
第二多的呢是波多黎各裔 Puerto Ricans。1898年随着美西战争的结束，波多黎各变成美国的领土，现在呢是自治邦。从那时起 ，Puerto Ricans 就可以随意通行美国境内，所以现在 Puerto Ricans 在美国的人数才会如此众多。排名第三的是古巴裔 Cubans， 这些拉丁裔主要分布在德克萨斯州 Texas 和加州 California。
其次呢是新墨西哥州 New Mexico、亚利桑那州 Arizona 和科罗拉多州 Colorado。而以城市分布来说呢，最特别的就是洛杉矶 Los Angeles， 在此地的墨裔人口是世界上仅次于墨西哥市的城市。
其他美国大城市如芝加哥 Chicago， 纽约 New York， 迈阿密 Miami， 丹佛 Denver， 圣安东尼奥 San Antonio 的拉丁裔人数也非常多。好，现在我们回到对话上来。 Linda 说原来 Beto 有波多黎各血统，怪不得长得这样英俊呢。
Beto 说 Linda 这个中国人看起来也不错啊。 Chinita 在西班牙语中表示中国人，并且邀请 Linda 跳舞。一支舞过后呢， Javier 夸 Linda 舞跳得不错。Linda 说自己就是跟着 Beto 跳， follow one's lead， 就表示学着某人的样子，跟随某人做某事。
这种舞叫做 merengue， 是一种非常容易上手的拉丁舞，源自海地和多米尼加。由于它节奏明显，对于初学者来说并不需要记住繁琐的手脚动作就能学会。不过呢， merengue 的特色在于只要跳上10分钟，包你满身大汗。所以 Linda 说这种舞蹈是一种 workout， 健身运动。
看过和拉丁裔美国人有关电影的人呢，可能会听到另一种称为 salsa 的舞蹈。 salsa 是拉丁舞的一种，源自古巴，后来传入美国，加入了一些 jazz 的元素，之后又受到非洲乐风的影响，才形成现在大家所熟知的 salsa。 我们还为对拉丁舞感兴趣的朋友们找到了几段拉丁舞蹈视频和音乐，大家可以到我们的网页上欣赏。
salsa 的基本步伐呢为3步或者4个半步，它的特色在于每个地区的 salsa 舞步都自成一格，但是当两种不同风格的 salsa 相遇的时候，谁都能配合得天衣无缝。 Linda 感叹经常跳这样的舞蹈，怪不得拉丁裔人的身材都那么好呢。
他别说也不一定是这样啊，因为他们的食物通常都很油腻，得看你都吃些什么来保持身材的美好。 Heavy 表示食物很油腻难以消化。
说到食物， Linda 倒是想尝尝拉丁风味的菜肴，那么他会吃到什么样的拉丁美食呢？我们还要接着往下看。现在我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Hola chica, ¿qué pasa?
Hey, amigo.
Cool, you speak Spanish.
Only one or two words. Are you a Chicano too?
Nope, I'm like J-Lo and Ricky Martin, Puerto Rican blood.
No wonder you're so handsome.
Thanks, you're not so bad yourself, Chinita. Wanna dance? You guys did great out there.
I just followed his lead.
But what was that?
That was merengue. It's originally from the Caribbean, but it's popular all over.
It's a workout. No wonder Hispanics have such great bodies.
Well, not always. Our food can be pretty heavy depending on what you eat. Dialogue 2. Welcome to J-Lo's new restaurant. I heard the food is really authentic.
It's Puerto Rican?
Actually, it's a Cuban restaurant, like the ones you might find in Miami.
Wow, you guys really do mix up everything.
It's all Latin, baby. It's all good. Now let's order.
Black beans and rice. Sounds healthy.
Latinos are big on beans and rice, and you've got to try the ropa vieja.
Is that a meat dish?
Yep, it means old clothes.
Yuck.
Haha, that's because it's shredded beef and looks kind of like cloth.
Well, I guess I'll try it. What's this? Plantains.
Those are like little bananas. They fry them twice, and they're delicious.
中 Javier 带 Linda 来到了 Jennifer Lopez 新开的餐馆，因为他听说这里的食物非常的地道。 Linda 还以为这是一家经营波多黎各菜式的餐馆，但实际上呢，这是一家古巴餐厅，就像那种在迈阿密经常看到的餐厅一样。
Linda 感叹说，你们真是一个民族大熔炉啊，什么都可以混在一起。 You guys really do mix up everything. Mix up 表示混合，这句话的意思是琳达觉得拉丁美洲裔人种多，菜色也多，却又互相交流，所以说他们真是一个民族大熔炉。
他比如说不管怎么说都很好吃，所以就无所谓了。琳达看了一下菜单，觉得黑豆和米饭的搭配听上去很健康。他比如告诉琳达，拉美人很喜欢吃豆子和米饭，他还推荐琳达一定要尝尝一种叫做古巴破布的菜式。
这道菜呢是用肉做的，菜名 ropa vieja 是旧衣服的意思，这让琳达听了感到很恶心。不过呢，这道菜是因为碎牛肉看起来有点像破布。琳达还是决定要尝一尝。这道菜的做法是将切碎的牛肉加入洋葱、蒜末、青椒或者胡萝卜等材料，慢火细炖，非常好吃。
他又看见了一道菜是用 plantains 做的，也就是芭蕉。做法呢是把芭蕉切成一段一段的，入锅油炸两次。那么对一般的美国人来说呢，这是一道充满异国风味的甜点。
看来琳达这次的美食之旅是既新奇又美味。好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。Welcome to J-Lo's new restaurant. I heard the food is really authentic.
It's Puerto Rican?
Actually, it's a Cuban restaurant, like the ones you might find in Miami.
Wow, you guys really do mix up everything.
It's all Latin, baby. It's all good. Now let's order.
Black beans and rice. Sounds healthy.
Latinos are big on beans and rice.And you got to try the ropa vieja.
Is that a meat dish?
Yep, it means old clothes.
Yuck.
Haha, that's because it's shredded beef and looks kind of like cloth.
Well, I guess I'll try it. What's this? Plantains.
Those are like little bananas. They fry them twice and they're delicious. Part 3. Fun Pinata.
好玩的 Pinata.
Dialogue 1.
Who are the guys in hats?
Those are mariachis, traditional Mexican musical performers.
The music is so romantic.
And so are Latinos. Look at how they act when they are together.
And they seem so happy. And they treat everyone like family.
That's the Hispanic spirit. Mi casa es tu casa. It's hospitality at its finest.
Hey, I've seen those hanging animals before.
Those are pinatas. They're a part of our Christmas celebration.
Aren't they made out of paper?
Yes, and they are filled with treats, candy and toys, and even money.
中 Linda 看见了一群头戴大帽子的人，就问 Javier 他们是谁。原来这些人就是 Mariachi。传统的墨西哥音乐表演者，他们常在餐厅或者是街头表演，戴着 sombrero 大帽子，穿着传统的墨西哥服饰，用各种乐器，包括小提琴、吉他、贝斯或喇叭演奏歌曲，曲风含蓄诗意，题材浪漫。
林德说他们正在演奏的乐曲听起来真浪漫。哈比尔说拉美人也是浪漫的民族，你看他们在一起的样子就知道了，他们看起来很高兴，而且他们对每个人都像家人一样，而这正是拉美人的精神。 Mi casa es tu casa， 在西班牙语里的意思就是你家就是我家，善尽待客之道。
这时呢，琳达又发现了一些吊着的动物玩具，哈比尔告诉他那叫 pinata， 是拉美人用来庆祝圣诞节的活动，这些动物呢都是用纸做的，而且里面还塞满了宝藏，有糖果、玩具，甚至还有钱。
不过呢，这种 pinata 还是有一定的玩法的，我们会在下一段对话中告诉大家。现在还是先来听一遍刚才的对话。
Who are the guys in hats?
Those are mariachis, traditional Mexican musical performers.
The music is so romantic.
And so are Latinos. Look at how they act when they are together.
And they seem so happy. And they treat everyone like family.
That's the Hispanic spirit. Mi casa es tu casa. It's hospitality at its finest.
Hey, I've seen those hanging animals before.
Those are pinatas. They're a part of our Christmas celebration.
Aren't they made out of paper?
Yes, and they are filled with treats, candy and toys, and even money. Dialogue 2.
So, how do you get them open?
You are blindfolded and take a stick to strike it with.
Sounds dangerous.
I guess it could be if you are not careful. Everyone takes turn until someone busts it open.
Oh, boy. They're looking at me.
Your turn. Close your eyes.
Oh, my gosh. I can't see anything. And everyone's yelling at once.
Be careful who you listen to. Some people will try to trick you.
Am I closer?
Yes.A little to the right. Now swing.
Ah.
Ouch. I said walk to the right. Now swing to the right.
Oops, I'm so sorry.
Dialogue 中, Javier 在教 Linda 怎么玩 Pinata。玩的时候呢，得把眼睛蒙上，然后用棍子把 pinata 打开。Blindfold 做动词表示蒙住眼睛，把眼睛蒙上。做名词呢，就是眼罩的意思。
现在我们来详细说说 pinata 的玩法。Pinata 是在过节，尤其是圣诞节的时候，是最受拉美裔美国儿童欢迎的一种游戏。Pinata 其实就是纸做的容器，造型千变万化，从圣诞老人到飞机、小丑，什么形状都有。
最具代表性的形状呢是七角星。七个尖角代表人类的七原罪，而当拿着棒子的人顺利打破七角星，就意味着正义战胜了邪恶，而从七角星里散落的礼物呢，就代表了上帝给予人类战胜邪恶的恩赐。
游戏的方法是先把皮纳塔用细绳绑在天花板上，然后所有的小朋友围成一圈，大家轮流出来蒙着眼睛，手上拿着一根棍子，设法把挂着的皮纳塔打下来，每个人有会打三次的机会。
与此同时，其他围成圈的小朋友会唱歌，或者呢，试图扰乱蒙住眼睛的小朋友，阻止他顺利击破皮纳塔。这代表着在追寻真理的道路上，处处充满着诱惑和阻碍。而当皮纳塔被打开的时候，里面的玩具、糖果会散落一地。此时，所有的小朋友就会一拥而上，分享糖果和玩具。
琳达觉得这个游戏听上去挺危险的，一定要小心。大家轮流来打皮纳塔，直到有人把它打开为止。Take turns to do something 表示轮流去做某事，轮到 Linda 了，她觉得很紧张，因为大家都看着她。哈比尔蒙住了 Linda 的眼睛，并且提醒她小心判断听谁的，因为有些人会故意骗她。Trick 做动词表示欺骗。
Trick somebody into something or into doing something 就表示用计诱使某人做某事。比如说 ，She tricked him into marriage or she tricked him into marrying her。她设计让他跟自己结婚。还有 trick somebody out of something 表示诈骗、骗走某人某物，比如说 he tried to trick her out of her house， 他试图设计骗走她的房产。
哈维告诉 Linda 往右边一点，然后挥棒，但是 Linda 理解错了，以为是让他往右边挥棒，结果打到了哈维，赶忙道歉，重新来试。那么觉得 Pinata 这个游戏呢还是挺有趣的。好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
So how do you get them open?
You are blindfolded.And take a stick to strike it with.
Sounds dangerous.
I guess it could be if you are not careful. Everyone takes turn until someone busts it open.
Oh boy, they're looking at me.
Your turn. Close your eyes.
Oh my gosh, I can't see anything. And everyone's yelling at once.
Be careful who you listen to. Some people will try to trick you.
Am I closer?
Yes, A little to the right. Now swing.
Ah.
Ouch. I said walk to the right. Now swing to the right.
Oops, I'm so sorry.
Guess who? J to the low. F to the AB. Ho, yeah, ho, yeah, ho, yeah. I ain't Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right now. I keep winning songs.
节目的最后，我们一起来听来自 Jennifer Lopez Get Right。
Girl, you ain't know I was coming this long. Now you know how to come and be wrong. I get right on.
You're looking just a little too hard at me. Standing just a little too close to me. You're saying not quite enough to me. You're stepping just a little too close for me. No doubt you're playing real cool, homie. Got me thinking, what is it you do for me? Tripping just a little more than I should be. So let yourself go and get right with me.
Now we are near the end of the program. In the next unit, we're going to tell your fortune. If you have any questions or suggestions, write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天呢，我们的话题是辣妹文化。下周呢，我们要来给大家算算命。如果大家有任何意见或建议呢，记得给我们写 email， 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。我们下周再会。
Come from. I'm the real talk where I come from. Ho!